With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Just shy of a month since the start of the Israel-Hamas war, and Israel is pressing its offensive, its troops expected to enter Gaza City within 48 hours. The BBC's Paul Adams, watching developments from Jerusalem.
They have now cut off the northern third of the Gaza Strip from the rest, and they are pushing ever closer to Gaza City, which they regard as a major Hamas stronghold. The problem for them is that there are still as many as 300,000 Palestinian civilians hemmed into that area in desperate conditions. They are clustered around some of the very facilities which the Israelis allege that Hamas is using as cover for their military activity, and that means that the longer this operation of squeezing Gaza goes on, the more those people are in grave danger of being caught up in the violence.
Trying to keep the war from expanding, Secretary of State Blinken visited the West Bank and Iraq yesterday, meeting with, among others, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and the Iraqi Prime Minister. Blinken then moved on to Ankara for talks with Turkish officials. Also at SRNnews.com, new polls show President Biden trailing Donald Trump in five states that could decide the 2024 election.
Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania are all states Joe Biden won in 2020. He's currently trailing Donald Trump in those battleground states, according to a survey conducted by the New York Times and Siena College. Voters say Mr. Biden is too old to be president and lacks the mental sharpness for the job.
And that's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Oil prices on the rise after Russia and the Saudis reaffirm their commitment to keeping oil output low through the end of the year. On Wall Street, stocks are on the rise this morning. The Dow is up 59 points, the Nasdaq trading 55 points to the upside. This is SRN News. Abortion is on the ballot in Ohio tomorrow, and other states are lining up.
At issue is an amendment to the Ohio Constitution that would enshrine the procedure right up to the moment of birth. The Buckeye State is the only one voting on abortion in 2023, but next year both Maryland and New York will do so. And there are efforts to put the issue before the public in at least nine other states so far. The repeal of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court has freed up individual states to make their own abortion decisions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Facing an increasingly violent America, churches are having to decide whether or not to allow guns in the building. Pastor Jimmy Hardaway, Jr. leads Trinity Baptist Church in Niagara Falls, New York. He carries a concealed pistol to protect worshipers. He says, "I'm really not free if I have to sit here and worry about threats to the congregation," although other pastors have opted to ban guns entirely from the church campus. This is SRN News. NASCAR crowns a new champ.
Ross Chastain won the battle for the checkered flag at Phoenix Raceway, but it was Ryan Blaney who won the war for the NASCAR championship.
It's what you run 35 races a year for, you know, to get to this moment, to have a shot at the championship, and then you have to run a perfect race to get it.
Chastain dominated the race, but Ryan Blaney stayed on his tail, finishing second. However, in NASCAR shootout-style championship format, all Blaney had to do was beat the other title contenders, Kyle Larson, William Byron, and Christopher Bell. Until Chastain's race win, it had been 10 years since someone other than the champion had won the season finale. Jerry Jordan, Avondale, Arizona.
The Eagles have knocked off arch-rival Dallas, 28-23 win over the Cowboys. Dallas now heading home for another NFC East showdown against the Giants. That on Sunday. And the Eagles will be taking a week off before they play on Monday night, November 20th, in Kansas City in a Super Bowl rematch. More details, SRNnews.com.